Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The other conversation that we wanted to have and that I mentioned earlier is with Daniel Shea. He is the ward councillor for Ward 72, and we wanted to understand what the changes are to the new regulations. It doesn't really, it wasn't clear to me. The new laws are meant to boost, municipalities in South Africa coming next week, or actually maybe it is this week. Daniel Shea, councillor, good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm well, and yourself, Howard?
I am good, thank you. So, what is the story? What are these new changes?
So these new changes are going to affect people who hold political office that won municipal employment. So previously, the only top city managers couldn't hold a political office and be a city manager. And the new change basically, it's meant to, the aim of and the kind of proposed these amendments was that cadre deployment would be reduced to it. So if you happen to hold a position within a political party, you cannot simultaneously have a municipal employment role, and that's throughout the municipality.
And that's a change?
That's a change. So previously it was literally just the municipal manager who's the accounting officer. Now it's right through the whole structure.
And what's been the reaction to this?
So we've been pushing for something like this from the DA for years. So we're very positive about it. Of course, there is all the cynicism. Will the ANC guys start hiring individuals who are capable, or will they just keep hiring the caterers that we have to see? But in general, it's a very positive move.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about cadre deployment as well. Is this the same, or is this a different subject?
So it is the same subject, essentially, because it aims to prevent the deployment of cadres. As we know, there's one thing having legislation, there's one thing people actually following the legislation. So we'll wait and see if ANC municipalities do it here first. But on paper, it's a very good move.
How do you keep people honest? Is there a way, for example, if the ANC hires somebody for the municipality, are you allowed to question their credentials? Is there a mechanism to do so? Otherwise, it's kind of pointless, isn't it?
There's always your mechanism is always the court, to govern through the courts is a good mission. But yes.
What is the current situation in the municipality? We spoke to the mayor last week, following the successful court action. What is the latest at the council at the moment?
So in the city of Joburg, they've now, the speaker has tabled another motion and she wants to have a vote on Thursday. It's the same motion that the court previously threw out, and we hold there are legal issues with that motion, because there's a rule in council that if a motion references an ongoing court case, it's not admissible in council until the court case is resolved, and it does reference an ongoing court case. But there's a whole list of issues with that particular motion, and we're going to be changing on those issues. But yeah, the speaker seems determined to get in Port Gillespie out of the mayoral seat, and she's going to try every trick in the book to do it.
So what does that mean in terms of running of the city? It must be very difficult.
It is a challenge at the moment. I mean, we saw in council last week the speaker refused to allow three items to be tabled, which potentially could bankrupt the city and destroy its seat, and she showed no regard for the fact that she's putting 6 million residents at risk.
The role of the speaker, is that meant to be a non-partisan or non-party affiliated, or is this standard procedure, the way these things are, the way it's being played out?
So by nature, your speaker is always going to be somewhat partisan because they are politicians as such, but one of their key roles is enabling free speech in council. That's a rule that's required on the speaker. And this speaker's showing she has no interest in allowing free speech. She wants the ANC to get what it wants, and that's it. So you have to attempt to be non-partisan as a speaker, but she's failed.
Is there a plan to replace the speaker? How does the speaker get replaced? What's the process for that?
If we can get the multi-party government can regain the numbers in terms of the majority and a coalition, there's no doubt we will put a motion of no confidence against the speaker and remove her. But at the moment, until the numbers are in our favour, we have to play the game a bit.
And are you making progress with the coalition talks?
So that's a bit above my pay grade at the moment. It's happening on a national level. We met with the national leadership, John and Helen, a couple of weeks ago, and they will be running those negotiations and contacting every party and making sure we actually do get the numbers somehow.
Because that's what it's about at the end of the day, isn't it? I mean, I know you can't then speak to the specifics of it, but the reality is, without a strong coalition, this is just going to meander on until something breaks. And exactly. It's absolutely impossible to focus on running a city when all you're trying to do is defend your position. You're almost set up for failure in terms of your actual function.
Yes, for sure. So it is about getting the numbers, and that's only we're going to truly serve the residents of Joburg.
That is interesting. I'd love your thoughts on it. 34519 or 0618951019. Daniel Shah, before I let you go, tell us how it is going in terms of water and other challenges in your ward.
So at the moment, I mean, the weeks when I was on leave, water wasn't a big issue, but it seems like water has improved drastically. And electricity issues are also free and far between besides load shedding. So we're looking very positive at the moment.
All right, that is good to hear. It is 6:55. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.